starring Charlie Ruggles.
Come to the Barrel of Fun. Come, let's put old Gloom on the run. Come laugh with old Charlie Ruggles. Drop all your worries and troubles. Come to the Barrel of Fun. Come to the Barrel of Fun.
Welcome to another gala evening in the Barrel of Fun with Benny Rubin, Verna Felton, Sarah Berner, Jerry Hausner, Linda Ware and the Sportsman, and Dave Rose and his orchestra. We open the program with I Do, Do You. Let her go, Dave.
I do, do you believe in love? I never did before, but now I do. Whenever you're near me, I thrill with happiness. And if that isn't love, I miss my guess. Oh, yes, I do. It's love. What else could bring an angel down to earth? When you're in my arms, I quicken with each caress. Oh yes, I do. Do you?
Genial host, Charlie Ruggles.
Oh, my. Well, thank you. And good evening, everybody. Or as the rake said to the hole, hi-ho. We've got a few things lined up for you tonight that I hope you'll enjoy. As you know, we had a beauty contest in the Barrel of Fun last week, but the police broke it up. Well, believe me, it's just as well they did, because after looking over the entries, no one could possibly have won it anyway. Oh, boy, I never saw such a conglomeration of feminine liabilities in all my life. There was one girl here who was so homely, her face looked like 7 miles of bad road. Oh, what a face. It looked like a plastic surgeon had started to lift it, but was interrupted. And then there was the alderman's wife. Oh, my. She prepared for the contest weeks in advance by going on a vitamin diet. Yeah, she took every vitamin in the alphabet, A, B, C, D, and so on up. Yeah, by the night of the contest, she looked like the letter following K. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there was another girl. There was another girl who was rather stout. She had about 6 chins, but fortunately, her lower lip hid them. Oh, and you should have seen Willie the Creep's ma. Her name was Mabel, alias Moitle the Toitle, her name. And what a girl. She had that schoolgirl complexion, you know, night school. And on top of that, she was knock-kneed. She was so knock-kneed that when she walked, one knee said to the other, I let you pass last time, now is my turn. And Willie the Creep, you know, Willie the Creep wanted her to win the contest in the worst way. Yeah, and if she'd won it, that's the way it would have been, too, believe me. Oh, that Willie the Creep. Is he a character for you? He's so low, he could do the conga under a dachshund, really. No kidding. He even uses slugs in his own slot machine. Now, that gives you an idea. Well, anyway, it could have been worse. But I'm glad it's all over now, so have a good time, everybody. And don't forget the old axiom. A pinch of salt is greatly improved when dropped into a glass of beer. You catch on? Well, I'll be seeing you around.
Oh, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, yeah, what is it, Edgar?
The party over at table 6 wants to cash a check. Will you okay it?
Now, Edgar, please, you know our policy regarding checks, and you also know our agreement with the bank. We don't cash any checks, and they don't sell any beer.
Well, but this party is a friend of mine.
I'm sorry, Edgar, but I'm allergic to rubber. I'll be seeing you in the office, Edgar, if you want me.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Mr. Ruggles.
Well, well, well. Good evening, Linda. My, my. May I tell you that you look charming this evening?
Yes, you may.
Yeah. Well, you look charming.
Thank you.
Linda, you know, there's something I've been wanting to ask you ever since I first met you. Linda, do you believe in love at first sight?
Do you?
Well, it saves a lot of time.
No, it... You see, it takes me a long time to fall in love. But I finally found my dream man.
Mm.
I'm in love with the most wonderful, handsomest, bravest man in the whole wide world.
Oh, well, Linda, you should have told me before. I like you, too.
Oh, but it's not you, Mr. Ruggles. My dream man is Reggie Van Smythe. He's so brave.
Oh, brave, huh? Well, if it's bravery you want, Linda, I'm your man.
You?
Yes, indeed. Did I ever show you the medal I won in the Foreign Legion?
And how did you win it?
In a crap game. No, that's another medal. That was another story, too.
Well, just how did you win the medal, Mr. Munchausen?
Well, I'll tell you. You see, the captain wanted me to go on a dangerous mission, see? And he asked for a volunteer to step forward.
And you stepped forward?
No, the rest of the company stepped back.
Charles, something dreadful just happened.
What's the matter, Mrs. Davenport?
That fresh newsboy who stands outside had the audacity to wink at me as I was coming in.
You don't, Tammy. Well, I'll show him a thing or two. Do you mean that anemic little shrimp that's there every night, Davy?
Oh, no, he's not there tonight. His brother is the one who winked at me.
I see. His big brother or his little brother?
Well, it must be his big brother. He's about 6'4".
6'4"? Oh, well, now, let's not be too hasty about this, Davy. Maybe he just had a cinder in his eye, you know what I mean?
Why, Mr. Ruggles, I'm surprised at you.
Why?
You're actually afraid to defend a poor defenseless woman like Mrs. Davenport.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I tried her once, and she had to fight our way out.
Charles, you have less backbone than an oyster.
Oh, now, Davy.
We'd rather not discuss it any further.
Oh.
Excuse us.
Oh, now, ladies, please don't be angry. Coward, am I? Coward, huh? Well, I'll show them someday. Yeah, but right now I think I'll take a nap. And just to prove to myself that I'm not a coward, I'm going to sleep in the dark this time. Hey, well, 40 winks might make a new man out of me. What's that? Who's over there by that window? Who's that? Who's there?
Stick him up, Ruggles.
Yeah, we got you covered.
Who are you? Who are you? I can't see in the dark.
I'm Willie the Creep.
I'm Louis the Love.
Yeah, and I'm outnumbered. 2-1.
Put on the lights, Louis.
Oh, my goodness. What do you want here, Willie?
Ruggles, you double-crossed me my mole last week with that phony beauty contest. But now it's my turn. I told you I'd get even with you someday.
Yeah, well, does it have to be today? How about making it sometime in the distant future?
Should we take him for a ride, boys?
Nah, bump him off right here. We ain't got much gas in the car.
Okay.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Willie, you mean he'd actually shoot me?
Would he? See those notches in the handle of his gun? You know why they're there?
Termites?
No.
Oh, now, Willie, now, please, Willie, now, let's talk this thing over like gentlemen.
You mean I should leave?
Now, Willie, please, you know I've always liked you. You're a man after my own heart.
Yeah, right now, that's what I am after.
Yeah. How do you want to take it, Ruggles? Standing up or sitting down?
I think I'll take it sitting down. I won't have so far to fall, you know what I mean?
All right, sit down. And get ready to absorb some lead. What's that?
Well, that's the inter-office phone, you see. That buzzer means it's time for Linda Ware's song.
Oh, yeah? What's she gonna warble?
You'll never remember, assisted by the sportsman.
I ain't never heard of that song before.
Sure you did, Willie. Don't you remember the jukebox was playing that tune when we gave Red-Nosed Whitey the business?
Oh, yeah. I always had a sentimental feeling for that song since that night.
Yeah, me too. Open that switch in that phone, Ruggles, so we can hear that dame sing.
Oh, you mean you're not going to bump me off, huh?
Not until she's finished.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope she gets about 300 or 400 encores.
Hello,
never remember our first moonlit rendezvous, when we shared a dream or two, one starry night. A new love will find you, no need to deny. All memories behind you may be dismissed with a sigh. La da da, you'll never remember we danced in our stocking feet, we kissed in a rumble seat, I held you tight. You've even forgotten the night that we met. You'll never remember, and I'll never forget.
You'll never remember our first moonlit rendezvous, when we shared a dream or two, one starry night.
A new love will find you, no need to deny. All memories behind you may be dismissed with a sigh. La da da.
You'll never remember how we avenue, when spring first came into view and kissed the tree.
You've even forgotten the night that we met. You'll never remember, and I'll never forget. You'll never remember.
Well, that dame sings just like an angel, don't she, Ruggles?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know, but I've got a feeling I'll soon find out.
Well, now I feel in a bumping off mood.
Oh.
Well, Ruggles, this is your finish.
There's that interobus phone again. Can I answer it?
No.
Oh, but can't I say one word to my friends before I go?
No.
But just one little word?
Well, all right.
Help!
Yeah, let me give it to him now, Willie, before somebody else comes in.
Oh, now, wait. Now, look, gentlemen, look. There must be some way we can settle this. I don't want to be bumped off, especially in the prime of my life. I've only got 8 or 10 months to go yet. I don't want to be bumped off. I'll give you everything I've got. I'll give you my car, my cafe, my Boy Scout knife. I'll give you my Boy Scout knife. I'll even give you my money. Oh, what am I saying?
Now, you're talking sense, Ruggles. That appeals to our kind of side.
Yeah, we kind of like money.
Yeah, well, so do I. Maybe I spoke a little hastily, huh?
Quit stalling. Go on, Louie, frisk him.
Okay. Hey, Ruggles, hold my automatic.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. Are you sure the safety catch is on?
Hey, cut out the repartee. Start frisking him, Louie.
Okay, boys, I'm looking. Now, let's see. There's a deck of my cards, a pair of loaded dice, a blackjack, brass knuckles.
Hey, you dope. You're going through your own pockets.
Look, Louie, take your gun back, will you? It makes me nervous.
Hey, see who it is, Ruggles.
Yeah, who is it?
It's me, Edgar.
Oh, put on your bulletproof vest and come in, Edgar.
Now, Mr. Ruggles, there's a party
over here. Quiet, you. This is a stick-up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'll come back later.
Stay where you are, sonny.
You better do as he says, Edgar. This is a real holdup.
Oh, gee. Has anybody notified the police yet?
Maybe you'd like to notify him, huh, sonny?
Oh, no, not me. I'm too busy.
Well, I'll gladly go. I'm not doing anything right now.
Yeah, hey, never mind that, Ruggles. Where's your money?
Oh, he doesn't carry his money on him. He keeps it in the safe.
Edgar.
Yeah, thanks, Sonny.
Oh, you're welcome. Would you gentlemen care for some refreshments?
Hey, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Bring us something on the house.
Yes, yes. Bring them two short Mickey, two short beers, will you?
And hurry up with them.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ruggles. What's the combination of the safe?
Well, I'll tell you. I've got it marked down on a piece of paper, you see. I'll get it for you.
Where is it?
Home, in my gray suit.
Now, cut out the stolen, Ruggles. Are you going to give us that combination?
All right, I'll tell it to you.
Go on over to the safe, Louie. He'll call out the numbers to you.
Okay. Hey, Ruggles, hold me Rod.
Yeah, what again? What am I, a caddy for a blitzkrieg?
All right, start spilling them numbers, Ruggles. Ready, Louie?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead, Ruggles.
36 right.
36 right.
34 left.
34 left.
32 waist.
32 waist.
37 red.
37 red.
23 black.
23 black.
Bingo!
Hey, look. Look, the safe's open.
All right, what's in it?
Oh, there's nothing here but a little baby bond.
I may be small now, but in 10 years I'll be matured.
Charles, I just wanted to ask you if... What's going on here?
Well, it's a stick-up, Davy.
A stick-up? Charles, to think you'd stoop this low. Release those two poor men at once.
Yep. Well, gladly. Willie, Louie, you let me go now. Davy, do you realize who these men are? This one here is Willie the Creep. Public enemy number 1 to 6, inclusive.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Creep?
Yeah, and this one here, this other missing link, is Louie the Lug. Public enemy number 6 7/8.
Charmed, I'm sure, Mr. Lug.
None of your lip, sister. I'll count you on the noggin.
Woohoo! This is exciting. I've never been counted on the noggin by a public enemy before.
Well, that's enough out of you, Chubby.
Chubby? Charles, are you going to stand for that?
No, I think I'll sit this one out.
Charles, what are you, man or mouse?
Well, let's skip that one and go on to the $64 question, shall we? Come in. My goodness, the traffic's certainly heavy through here tonight.
Well, here's the two short beers, Mr. Ruggles.
Did you get the police, Edgar?
No, you just told me to get two short beers.
Oh. Hey, what are you two mugs whispering about?
What's it to you, bud?
Oh, a fresh punk, huh? I think I'll just wipe up the floor with you.
Oh, don't let him do that to me, Mr. Ruggles.
No, sir, I certainly will not, Edgar. Not while you're wearing my tuxedo. Louis, if you come another step closer to me, I'll hit you so hard on top of your head you'll be peering out from under your shoes.
Oh, yeah? Well, here I come to you right now.
All right, well, you asked for it. Take that. Yeah, let that be a lesson to you. Help me up, will you, Edgar?
Go on, Charles. Conk him on the noggin.
Yeah, well, will I? You just watch me, Davy.
There. Take that. How do you like that?
Oh, gee, look at Mr. Ruggles fight back now.
That brave fool, he'll get killed.
He would, eh?
Gee, look at him. He picks Louie up, and he holds him over his head. He's giving him the airplane spin. Now he throws Louie across the room.
Now he's got Willie down. He's wringing his neck.
Oh, boy, look, he's got him tied into a knot.
Oh, goodness, in a knot,
Gabby, quick, phone the police before this knot slips, will you?
Operator, I want a policeman.
Calling all cars, go to the Barrel of Fun and pick up Willie the Creep and Louie the Lug. On the way back, pick up a ham-on rye for the sergeant, that is all. Correction, that is not all, with mustard.
Oh, Charles, you are so brave.
Oh, thank you, Gabby, thank you very much. Can I borrow your smelling salts?
Sip, sip, sipping cider. Sip, sip, sipping. Sip, sip, sipping cider. Sip, sip, sipping. Sweetest gal I ever saw was selling cider in a grocery store at 6:30 when the sun would set. I used to go to see my pet.
I'd pull the shade and shut the door, shut the door, shut the door. I'd pull the shade and shut the door, shut the door.
Well, shut the door!
We'd get some cider and a big long straw. Sipping cider through a draw, we'd sit there for hours or more.
I dip first and she dip left, but she dip the most because he dip so fast.
We dip till our throat did slip,
and I dip cider from her lip. That's how I won my mother-in-law. Dip, dip, dipping cider. Dipping,
dip, dip, dipping cider. Dipping.
When first I saw her with a straw, said I to her,
hey, are you sipping something?
Yeah.
She was the sweetest, sweet can be, sweet can be, sweet can be. But sipping of the cider was the end of me. Dip,
dipping tide and through a straw. We sat there for hours and hours.
He dipped first and I dipped last.
But he sipped the most because he sipped so fast.
We sipped till our straw did slip, and then I dipped the cider from her lip. That's how I won my mother-in-law. Dip, dip, dip.
Well, Dabby, I guess I don't know my own strength, you know.
Oh, Charles.
What?
Here comes the mayor. He'll probably want to congratulate you.
The mayor?
Yes. My,
well, what do you know?
Charles Ruggles, step up here.
Yes, Judge. I mean, Your Honor. Yes, Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. We are gathered here to honor a man who has done the public a great service. When I first took office, this town needed a new waterworks. Did I take the taxpayers' money and give them nothing? No, my friends. I took your money and I gave you the works. So, don't forget, when you go to the polls next November, vote again for Cornelius Honest John Jackson. I thank you.
Well, that was a swell speech you made about me, Mayor. Especially the part about getting the works.
Just a second, Mayor. I'm from the Daily Tattler. How about taking a picture right here?
Well, by all means.
Oh, yes, thank you. Where do you want me to stand?
At the other end of the room, Shrimp.
Well, but pardon me, but I'm the hero.
Scram, mug, take it on the lamb, you bother me. Hold it, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor.
Oh, Mr. Ruggles.
Yes?
My name is Leaps Beeswax. And I'm a reporter from the Daily Tattler.
Yeah, oh, is that so? Well, what are you crying about?
I'm a sob sister.
Oh, well, that's too bad. But don't forget to spell my name correctly, will you, sob?
Huh? Oh, well, that won't make no difference. Nobody reads our paper anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Poor circulation.
Yeah.
How's your blood pressure?
135.
I'll raise you 50.
I call. What have you got?
Aces. What is this?
Well, I don't know. I came to find out about the holdup. Tell me what happened, in your own dull words.
Well, you see, I'll tell you, it was this way. When Willie and his gang first came in, you see, they surprised me, but I soon outwitted them.
With what?
They tried to surround me, you see, but I scattered in different directions.
Gee, this is dull. Go on and bore me some more.
Thank you. Well, Willie finally cornered me and pointed his gun at me.
He pointed your gun at you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, did he shoot?
No, he couldn't. I had my finger in the barrel, you see.
Gee, this is going to make an exciting story.
Miss Beeswax, don't you think it would help if you had a picture of me?
Well, I don't know. We got 8 comic strips in our paper now.
Oh, gee. Well, of course, one more wouldn't hurt.
Well, all right. Hey, McGillicuddy.
Yeah, what do you want?
Get some shots of Mr. Ruggles for my story.
Okay, Ruggles, strike a pose.
Yes, thank you. Let's get something natural, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I've got it. I'll stand with my hand in the cash register.
Yeah. All right, but step back a little further.
Yeah, I see. Well, how's this?
No, back a little further.
I see. How's this?
Nope, you're still in focus. Hold it. That's got it.
Thank you.
Let's get on with the interview.
Well, as I was saying, Miss Beeswax, there was...
Miss Beeswax, don't forget to mention my name in the story.
Well, I won't, Edgar. What's your last name?
It's Clay. C-L-A...
Yeah, well, what comes after A?
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask.
Well, pardon me, Miss Beesbatch, but as I was saying, there were eight of these gangsters,
oh,
you see.
Oh, eight? Yeah. Oh, no, that's wrong, Mr. Ruggles.
Edgar, you like your job here, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
How many gangsters were there?
10.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah?
I've been waiting to see you to tell you how proud I am of you. You amaze me with your bravery.
Oh, well, I don't know. Any man would have done what I did.
Yes, any man would have. That's why you amazed me. Yeah.
Oh. How about a picture, Miss Ware?
Yeah, why, certainly. Where shall we stand?
Are you in again, Ruggles?
Oh, Mr. Ruggles, you were wonderful.
Oh, Linda, please, don't call me Mr. Ruggles.
Shall I just call you Charlie?
No, I'd rather have you call me by my nickname.
And what is your nickname?
Pee-wee.
Oh, Pee-wee, you were so brave. And to think I once called you a coward.
Oh, Linda, then does this mean that I'm still in the running for you?
In the running? Why, you're leading the pack. And to prove it, I'm going to seal it with a kiss.
Oh, well, pucker my lips and call me Romeo. Oh, Linda, this is the moment I've been waiting for all my life. Kiss me, my... Oh,
Charles, wake up.
Kiss me, my pet.
Oh, Charles, this is so sudden.
Gabby, you mean to say that was you that I kissed?
Yes.
Oh. Well, where's Linda?
She's outside. Get out, Charles, look.
A mouse? A mouse? Where?
Over there in the corner. Is it gone yet, Charles?
Yes, it's gone. There's nothing to be afraid of now, Gabby. You can get down off that chair.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes. Now, get a ladder and help me down off this chandelier.
This is Art Gilmore inviting you to join us again next week for another Barrel of Fun.